This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, October 8th. God's word to you today is true or truth. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 24, verse 4 and 5, and it says, "Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies, they will receive the Lord's blessings and have a right relationship with God their Savior." Most of us think it is just enough to say what is true. But what is true is not always the truth. Something can be true and not be the truth. So the fact that you said something that is true does not mean you have spoken the truth. Let me give you an example. It is not in your nature to get to work late. In fact, when it comes to work, you're always diligent, always at work early, often stay back late to put in the extra work to get things moving. But on this day, you were just really tired. It happens to everybody. So you woke up later than usual and then got into horrible traffic on your way to work. When you eventually get to the office, your boss is standing beside your desk and he says, "You're late." And your response is, "The traffic today was really bad. Did you hear the traffic report?" The traffic was bad, true. But is that the truth? Was that really why you were late to the office? So a lot of people are saying what is true, but are actually masking the truth. The danger is when we mask the truth for long enough, we begin to believe a lie. And when we begin to believe lies, we're entering a zone called the zone of delusion. You do not even want to go there. Some people have told a lie for so long that even for themselves, when they are talking, they do not even know when they are lying. They actually need to check if what they are saying is true. When they tell people good morning, they need to check if it is true. So the biggest problem with a lie is that it keeps us and it blinds us from the truth. The true life story is told of a woman that was convinced that her husband was the Antichrist. She took her conviction to her pastor. Her husband was brought on, and the mark of the beast she claimed to see on him was not on his body at all. She insisted that the mark was there and prayed that God would open the pastor's eyes. There was nothing they could do. She was deluded. Such people start by believing little lies, and eventually, the spirit of delusion takes over. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that every spirit of delusion trying to attach itself to you will fail in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, my mouth will only speak the truth because I know the truth, and He has set me totally free from lies and delusion. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.